All right, my name's Steph Knoll, and I think I'll start teaching, and I bet if we get out there and circle up, a band will magically appear once we're ready to dance. So we'll do more four couple squares, so if you want to dance the next one, find a partner, and circle up with three other couples. Yeah, four couple squares. Find a partner and three other couples. And I know a bunch of you have been dancing already tonight and dancing a lot, but I will do some real quick square dancing geography. So also if you haven't square danced before, don't be afraid. Hop on into a square and I'll tell you what you need to know. And if you're in a square that still needs another couple, raise a finger up in the air for however many more couples you're looking for. So we still could use a couple more couples right up here by the stage. And then once you have that square of eight couples, the next thing to do is make sure one of the couples has their back to the band. So kind of make your square so one couple has their back to the band. The other thing to figure out is look at your partner, and you two decide who's going to be the gent and who's going to be the lady for this particular dance. Put your gent on the left and the lady on the right. And then if you're the couple with your back to the band, you're couple number one. If you're couple number one, put your hands in the air. Off to their right is couple number two. Couple number two, swing your partner. Couple number three is facing the band. Couple number three, give your partner a high five. And that last good-looking couple in your square is couple number four. Couple number four, take a bow. All right, so now we all know, and we're going to start with something a little bit familiar from the last dance, if you just danced it out. And couple number one is going to start out back-to-back. And the call is head around the outside track. You're going to walk all the way around the outside of your square. You might give each other a high five on the other side. And when you get back home, you're going to just cross each other again. So the gent is going to go... What if he was in his home spot is to his left, and the lady's going to join the couple on her right. So they're going to circle up three with those side couples. And they're just going to circle around once and form a line. So two lines of three. And those lines of three are going to go forward and back. They're going to go forward again and make an arch. And couple number three, who's been wondering what their point is in being here, this is where you get to start having fun. You're going to plow the row. I bet you can guess what that means. You're going to go under that arch. You're going to swing your partner. And back home you go. And then everybody home and swing your own. And now couple number one, the break figure is going to start with you two. You're going to go join hands with couple number two. So you're going to all circle four with couple number two. You're going to go around once, and you're going to pick up couple number three in circle six. And then you're going to go pick up that last couple, but you're going to put them inside that circle. So you're going to circle six around that couple number four outside circle and the inside swing. And everybody home and swing your own. And that's all you need to know for this particular dance, other than that this band up here is called Rabbit Foot, and they have a brand spanking new CD for sale at Folklife, so if you like what you hear, which you will, check that out. All right.
That was a good speech. Just like that.
All right, so we'll tell them we're ready to go down in Portland. We tell the band we're ready to go by saying fire in the hole on the count of three. So on the count of three, I want to hear everyone say a big fire in the hole. One, two, three, fire in the hole. Couple number one, back to back, head around the outside track. And then go left, lady, go right. Circle of three. Circle once, form a line. Lines of three, go form back. Forward again and make an arch. Couple number three, plow the row. Swing them once and home you go. And everybody home and swing your own. Now couple number one, off to the right. Circle of four. Stay in that one or find a new one, and we will start dancing again. Looking for circles of four couples, eight dancers. looks like we still got a couple of squares looking for dancers.
Hey, Candy.
All right, so once you have your circle of eight people, you're going to put one couple so they have their back to the band. Everyone's going to look at their partner, and you're going to decide who's going to be the gent and who's going to be the lady. You're going to put the gent on the left and the lady on the right. And if you have your back to the band, you're couple number one. Couple number one, put your hands in the air. Off to their right is couple number two. Couple number two, do-si-do, your partner. That's past right shoulders. Couple number three is facing the band. Couple number three, swing, your partner. And that last good-looking couple in your square is couple number four. Couple number four, take a bow. All right. So this dance, we're going to start out with couple number one is going to balance and swing. So they're just going to lean back a little and give each other a swing. And they're going to head on off to the right of the ring and join hands with couple number two. And you're just going to circle halfway round so that couple number one is standing in couple number two's spot. And now the call is duck for the oyster. Couple number one, I want you to peek under an arch made by couple number two. And now couple number two, I want you to dive for the clam. I want you to peek under an arch made by couple number one. So you're all going to keep joining hands the whole time. So for folks who haven't done this figure, couple number one, you're going to go join hands with couple number two. You're going to circle halfway around until couple number one is standing and couple number two stop. And then don't drop hands. Keep on holding hands. And then couple number two, raise the hand you're holding with a your partner in an arch. Couple number one is going to peek under that arch, and then they're going to back up. And now couple number one is going to make an arch with the hand they're holding with their partner. Yeah, now I'm seeing it. Couple number two is going to duck under that arch. And then, so that's duck for the oyster and dive for the clam. That's what that looks like. And then couple number two, the call is shoot them through fast as you can. You're going to, this time when couple number one ducks under that arch, they're going to keep going. And they're going to head off and join hands with couple number three. They're going to go all the way under that arch, join hands with couple number three. And they're going to circle around, halfway around. And couple number one, again, is going to duck for the oyster. Now couple number three is going to dive for the clam. Shoot them through fast as you can. On to the next with couple number four. They're going to circle halfway around. Couple number one's gonna dive for the oyster. Couple number two's gonna duck, or couple number four is gonna duck for the clam. Now you're gonna shoot them home. Everybody's gonna be home and swing your own now.
Cool.
Now everybody face your partner. This is the direction you're gonna walk when you start walking. But before you start walking, I want you to turn and introduce yourself to that other person you're standing next to. That's your corner. And give your corner your left hand like you're going to arm wrestle. Go around once. That's on your corner with your left hand. Now back to your partner. Give your partner your right hand and pull by. Give that next person your left hand and pull by. Your partner your right hand. All the way till you find your partner on the other side of that ring and you're going to promenade home.
Yeah.
Looks like most of you have done that before. So I'm going to call it just like I'm going to call it in the dance one more time. I'm going to say on your corner with your left hand. That's that arm wrestle. Back to your partner with a right left grand. Hand over hand all around the ring till you meet your partner. And promenade home. All right. And that's this dance. We'll start again with couple number one and then we'll start again with couple number two, and around we go. I think we're ready to go. We'll tell the band with a fire in the hole on the count of three. One, two, three, fire in the hole. On your corner with your left hand, back to your partner with a right left grand, hand over hand around the ring, till you meet your partner, promenade. Oyster. Some brand spanking new CDs here tonight. I think they're selling them for $10 to $1 million sliding scale. I don't think you could have gotten a CD before tonight unless you were a housemaid of one of them or something, so it's pretty exciting. So we're going to do another four couple square. So y'all are dancing those squares so pretty, I just want to see more of them. So find a partner, find three other couples to dance with.
Just now.
Yeah.
Can you hear yourself?
Do you need anything? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can you hear us?
Yeah.
I'm good.
I can hear enough bass to, like, stay with you.
What are we doing next?
All right, looks like we need maybe a couple more couples in the back, but I think we're about there.
From the Redheaded Fiddlers. Killer tune.
Decide between you and your partner who's going to be the lady, who's going to be the gent for this next one. Put the gent on the left, lady on the right. If you have your back to the band, you're couple number one, put your hands in the air. Off to their right is couple number two, swing your partner. Facing the band is couple number three, give your partner a high five. And that last good-looking couple in your square is couple number four, take a bow. All right, and this dance is going to start with couple number one. And the call is divide, what am I going to say? I'm going to say something like divide the ring. So you're going to go right down the middle of your square. You're going to go in between that gent and lady across from you. And I want you to stop. Now the call is around one and behind one. So you're going to walk around the outside of your square. You're going to pass that person you just went across, and then you're going to go till you're standing behind the next person. So gent and lady number one, you should be facing each other, but you should have kind of two people in front of you. So lady number one is now behind lady number two, and gent number one is now behind gent number four. Things are looking pretty good. So that's what around one, behind one, that's where that leaves you. And now the call is push, paw, shove, maw. You're going to give them a gentle, gentle push into the middle. And those two people who wound up in the middle, they're going to swing each other. And then they're going to go occupy that spot that couple number one left empty at the top of the square. Now, same old gent. That's you, gent number one. Same old gent with a brand new girl. You're going to go down the middle and divide the world. You're going to go around one and behind one. So you're going to pass one person up and go behind the next. And now you're both facing each other with two people in front. You're going to give them a gentle shove. They're going to swing. They're going to occupy that empty spot. And now one last time, gent number one, same old gent with a brand new girl down the middle and divide the world. You're going to go around one and behind one. Push, paw, shove, maw, swing that gal from Arkansas. Now everybody swing. Now we're all back with our partners, but we're not quite in the right spot, so promenade around that ring. Promenade till you get home. Now I'll join hands and go into the middle and back. And now, gents, grab your corner with that hand, and you're going to turn her around in front of you so that she ends up on the other side of you, standing where your partner was. So ladies, you have all moved one spot to the right. So that's into the middle and back that way. And ladies, what you just did was roll away with a half sachet. So do that again. Into the middle and back that way. Roll away with a half sachet. Ladies, you're going to spin towards your right. One spot to your right each time. So four times we're going to do that. Into the middle and back that way. Roll away with a half sachet. And one last time till you get back home on the right of your partner. Into the middle and back that way. Roll away with a half sachet till you're home. And everybody swing your partner. Now, I think that mostly worked out. Is there any square that needs to try that again? All right, we're gonna try that one more time for a couple of these squares. So everybody, look at your partner. Now everybody, look at your corner. So this figure, after we go into the middle and back, ladies, you're going to make a little turn towards your right in front of that corner until you end up on the other side of them. And gents, you're going to help ladies out with that by just turning. So you'll drop hands with your partner. So everybody go home. And everyone's going to join hands and go into the middle and back. And now ladies, drop hands with your partner. And now you're going to turn towards your corner. And then you're going to complete that turn so you end up on the other side of them. And then you're going to go into the middle and back that way again. And then you're going to drop hands with that gent on your left, and you're going to move over to that gent on your right. All right, now it's looking good. And we're going to do that two more times, into the middle and back that way. Roll away with a half sachet. And one more time till you're back home. When you get back home, everybody swing. All right, and that's this dance. It's called Push, Ma, Shove, Paw. And we'll tell the band we're ready to go with a fire in the hole on the count of three. One, two, three. Fire in the hole. And couple number one, swing.
And
posh, posh, shemal, sweet, and that gal from Arkansas. Same old Jim with a brand new girl down the middle of the world. Push, posh, shemal, swing, that gal from Arkansas. Everybody swing. And promenade around the ring. When you get back home, with circles of five people. So you don't need a partner for this one, you just need a circle of five people.
They'll go great with my hat.
Hey, Steph, one more and then a waltz. Is that right? We have time for two more. Okay, two more and a waltz.
You just need five people. You don't need a couple. But if you already have a partner, that's two. You just need three more people.
That she did. What? And I didn't see her because I had these sunglasses on. That's an A tune.
Yeah.
One, five.
Okay. So once you have your circle of five, someone in your circle of five is going to decide to be Jack. You're just going to be the first Jack. You're not going to be Jack the whole time, so just need one person to volunteer to be Jack. And just remember who you are for now. But you're going to start out, and you're going to all join hands in your circle of five, and you're going to circle left.
Yes. Wait, I can't see
it. And then you're going to circle right.
It makes it smaller.
And then you're all going to put your right hands in the middle for a right-hand star and turn that star around. And then you're going to put your hands in the middle for a left-hand star and turn that star around. Now, Jack, whoever you are, you're going to turn back. You're going to turn out of that star. Everyone's going to keep that star going. And, Jack, you're going to go the opposite way that star is going, around the outside of it. And then, Jack, you're going to swing somebody. And then those two people who are just swung are going to stand next to each other, and they're going to face that other three people who are now going to form a line of three. So you're going to have a line of three facing a line of two. Now, if you wound up in the middle of that line of three, take note, because you're the new Jack. All right, if you ended up in that line of three. Now we're going to do something that's pretty familiar, but we're going to do it in a little different way. That whole line of two as one unit is going to do-si-do that whole line of three as one unit. So that's pass right shoulders. You're going to do-si-do.
I know, I didn't like it. I took them off.
And then you're going to make a circle of four and put Jack in the middle of that circle, that new Jack. Now, Jack, I want you to raise your hands above your head in an X. And leave those arms crossed. You're going to bring that X down between two people. And you're going to grab each of their hands. So keep your arms crossed. And you're just going to separate those two hands. Now you're going to take the hand that's in your underneath hand, and you're going to pull that person into the inside of the circle. And you're going to keep pulling until the person next to them is in the inside of the circle as well. And now anyone who still has an arm that's kind of on the inside of that circle is going to reach it up over the heads of the people on the outside, so you end up with a basket. And once you have that basket, you're going to turn that basket around. You're going to turn that basket around to the left. And then you're going to break that out in one big ring. And the whole thing starts over again. So that last Jack who is in the middle, remember who you are. You're still Jack for now, for starting out. And we're going to start this dance by telling the band we're ready to go. They don't understand that. They understand the phrase fire in the hole. So on the count of three, one, two, three.
Fire in the hole.
And all join hands and circle left. And circle right on the reverse track. And shake right hands in a right hand star. Now shake left hands in a left hand star. You fall back around the outside, Jack. And swing somebody, Jack. Swing somebody, Jack. Now line of three and line of two. Whoever's in the middle of that line of three is the new Jack, remember. You do-si-do, that's what you do. Now I'll join hands in a pretty little ring and put Jack in the middle of the thing. Break on in, pull two more people in.
only 5 minutes.
All right, I think we have time for something quick, and then maybe this band, fine band, can still squeeze in a waltz for you. So go ahead and just find a partner and find one other couple. You just need little circles of four people.
I think we're just doing the waltz. Because with 5 minutes left, she doesn't have time.
All right, once you have that circle of four, circle left. Just circles of four people, two couples. And circle to the left. And back to the right. And spontaneously decide which couple in that little circle is couple number one. And couple number one, raise your hands in an arch. And you're going to pull that arch, don't drop hands, but pull that arch over couple number two. Couple number two, you're going to turn away from each other and bring that outside hand over your head. And you're going to turn that into a four-leaf clover is what you're turning in. So don't drop hands, just turn away from each other, holding hands, and bring that arm over your head. Now you got what's a four-leaf clover. Turn that four-leaf clover around. Now couple number two, make an arch. Pull couple number one under that arch, and couple number one, keep going under your own hands till you're back into your ring, and circle left. And the other way back to the right. Now, drop hands with that other couple, but keep holding hands with your partner. And couple number two, you stand real close to each other. And couple number one, the call is take a little peek. You're just going to walk towards couple number two, and you're going to peek around the outside from them. Now step on back, swing your sweet. Couple number one, peek once more. Then you go swing all four people swing. Couple number two, take a little peek. Step on back, swing your sweet. Couple number two, peek once more, then you go swing all four. The only other thing you need to know for this dance is promenade, which just means you and your partner take a little walk, but don't take a walk yet. We're going to start out in those squares of four, and we're going to tell the band we're ready to go with a one, two, three, fire in the hole.
Katie, bar the door.
Okay.
You're ready. Fire in the hole.
Fire in the hole. And all join hands and circle left. And circle right on the reverse track. Now couple number one, make an arch, pull it over. Turn that into a four-leaf clover. Turn that four-leaf clover around. Now couple number two, make an arch. Barefoot, ladies and gentlemen. They have a great new CD out. Come chat with them after this transition, because you want to take it home with you. It's beautiful.
Thanks, Steph.
So I think they're going to play a little waltz to say goodbye to him with, so find a partner.
Dark as a dungeon.
Thank you. Please buy our CD.
Let's hear it for Rabbit Foot.
Thanks, Steph.